Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. We're fortunate to have astronomer Christopher Phillips joining us right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What do you have in store for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. This week, stargazers, look out for Mars low in the western sky after sunset. Also, look out for Jupiter rising in the east around 6:30 p.m. It will be with us throughout the night. The moon this week is almost full, meaning stargazing for those faint meteors and other objects will be rather challenging.
And so you mentioned Mars in there. I understand this week you've got some news about trouble with Mars relating to a spacecraft up there.
Oh yes, trouble is brewing on the red planet for NASA's InSight lander. The lander was supposed to touch down near the Martian poles and dig 16 feet down into the Martian soil to monitor internal activity. It would do this using an instrument called the MOLE. The MOLE is sort of like a mini jackhammer, and unfortunately, it has got stuck a mere foot under the Martian surface. This leaves NASA engineers with the prospect of a challenging troubleshoot and recovery operation.
Wow, so I'm guessing they can't just pull this thing out and dig somewhere else?
Well, that is exactly the plan. The issue is that nobody ever expected to have to do it. So now engineers are testing whether InSight's robotic arm can lift the MOLE out of the way without something breaking. This arm was never designed for this sort of activity, so they have to be very careful.
And is that MOLE thing broken too, or just stuck?
Well, the MOLE is 100% operational, but it's the Martian dirt that's proving to be the problem. One of the reasons engineers want to pull the MOLE out is so they can use the cameras on the lander to take a look down the hole and see what's going on.
And when you look at Mars, Chris, you see all those rocks and boulders and stuff laying around up there. It must be something like that underneath the surface causing this?
You could be spot on there, Dave. It's either a rock or some soft soil. If it's a rock, then unfortunately the MOLE is probably stuck forever.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun and fascinating Stargazer report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. We keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.